Marx follows the ever-changing landscape to discuss the latest pressing issues relevant to brand owners in Europe and beyond. During this series, Marx members and special guests share updates, experiences, and opinions. This is IP Law Today. This is Talking Marx.
Hello, and welcome to the Talking Marx podcast. I'm James Nurton, the Marx editor, and I'll be hosting today's podcast. In this episode, we're looking ahead to the next Marx Luxury Brand Symposium, which takes place in Vienna, Austria, on the 7th and 8th of November, 2024. And any of you who've been to previous editions of the Luxury Brand Symposium will know this is a very popular event with interesting discussions and great networking opportunities. So to find out a bit more about this year's symposium, I'm joined today by Arianna Hettenkofer and Carolina Montero Peralta. Arianna is a partner of the IP firm Kroeher & Strobel in Munich and is an attorney at law. She's also vice chair of the Marx Famous and Well-Known Marx team. And Carolina is a partner at ESICA in Spain, where she specializes in trademark law. She's also a member of the Marx Famous and Well-Known Marx team. And both Arianna and Carolina have been involved in planning the Luxury Brand Symposium. So it's great to have you with us today.
The pleasure is all on my side, James. Thank you.
Hello. Thank you for having me today here.
Well, it's great to have you both with us. I'm going to start with you, Arianna, if that's all right. Can you tell me a bit more about the theme of this year's Luxury Brand Symposium and the key topics that are on the agenda?
Actually, the overall umbrella is Shades of Luxury at the time of AI. And we have the core topics is quiet luxury, sustainability, and pioneering in AI.
Interesting. And I think people will know a little bit about sustainability and maybe a bit about AI. Quiet luxury, that might be a new term for some people. Can you say a bit more about that?
Yeah, actually, that's a strategy that had been established somehow through a TV series where one of the core players had a cap of Loro Piana, which obviously no one knew, but it was extremely expensive. And the issue had been brought up by Kenny Wren, who's a young lawyer of Christian Louboutin, and he's also a member of our team.
Interesting. So that'll be quite a new topic for a lot of people, probably.
And what really is great that we have is speakers from Loro Piana in the session.
Ah, okay. That's very good. And Carolina, can you tell us a bit more about how the program is structured? Because it's a sort of 1.5 day event, I think. Is that right?
Yeah, that is right. It's actually a very nice event in the sense that it's a short event, but full of inputs from every aspect of the IP. We have speakers from a lot of different backgrounds, from the industry, music industry, also from law firms, of course, and we have intellectual property experts from the Max Planck Institute and many others that you may not link easily with the IP, but I'm sure that everybody that will attend will enjoy their inputs because they are experts in their fields and everything at the end it's linked. I think the sessions will be very instructive and very involving the audience. And I invite everybody to check the program.
Yeah, and the program, of course, is on the Marx website. We'll share the link for that later on. But what you say about the audience and discussion, I think that's quite important because I think in the previous editions of this symposium, it's been very interactive, hasn't it? And there have been lots of good questions and contributions.
Exactly. One of the perks of these small conferences are that the audience are always involved and the target is really involving all the audience and trying to make very active sessions without focusing on the presentations from the speakers. That will be great, of course, but yeah, it's something that needs to involve everybody and engage.
Yeah, and I think there's lots of time in the program, isn't there, for discussion and question and answer, that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
And Arianna, who is the event aimed at? Who do you expect to be attending?
Well, it's what we would love to have many, many in-house people, because of course, especially for us lawyers, that's way more interesting. And we also have, in fact, this year only one lawyer as a speaker. All others are in-house people. And well, it's aimed to everyone who is interested in IP and wants to spend time with only few competitors or friendly associates, because we are just talking about around 100 people, which from my perspective is part of the luxury.
it's kind of a select group. And when we talk about luxury brands, I mean, I think I often think of fashion, cosmetics, but I suppose luxury actually could be in many sectors, couldn't it? Food and beverages, automotive. That's reflected, I think, in the makeup of the people at the event.
Yeah, actually, this year we have, in fact, well, we have the fashion industry and we have the jewelry industry, which is, of course, something that is historical in Vienna. We have the financial industry, we have the music industry, we have hotel industry. So really something that you not think in the first place when you talk about luxury brands.
Yeah, so it's really quite diverse.
It is, yeah.
And Carolina, what do you think people will gain from attending if they decide to come to the Luxury Brand Symposium? What will they take away from it, do you hope?
Well, first of all, as Ariane was saying, this is luxury in the sense it's a select group of people that will have the inputs, direct inputs from all the industry in different parts of the luxury industry. And one of the things that I like about this symposium is how you really can relate with the luxury in industries that are not normally the ones that you think of, but also how they interact with, for example, sustainability or creation, copyright, intellectual property in a luxury way. There are many, many opportunities for people to network in and socialize in a very relaxed environment. It's an unusual conference where you really have takeaways from the speakers, and enjoy the company for 1.5 days of your fellow company.
Yeah, and everyone there is really interested and engaged in sort of luxury brands and the issues around protecting and enforcing them.
That's correct. Yes, it's, as I was saying before, engaging with the audience and making a conversation from this session is one of the best things in this symposium that we have been organized for some years now.
Yeah. So I think this is actually, is this the fifth luxury brand symposium? Is that right?
Yeah, yes.
And they're always in very good locations, I think, very good cities. And this year is no exception. So we'll be in Vienna, Ariana. Can you tell us anything about Vienna for people that maybe haven't visited Vienna before?
Yeah, Vienna is the capital of Austria. And it's known for its luxury. And it's not necessarily luxury of fashion, but it's luxury inside of culture, music, food, wine, and it's an old city with a lot of old, nice-looking buildings. So it's a beautiful environment to have such an event. And if I know correctly, the Anantara Palais Hansen, where the conference takes place, is part of this historical Vienna and one of the old buildings there.
Yeah, and I think some people may remember that the Marx annual conference was in Vienna a few years ago, wasn't it?
So true.
It was a great venue then, and it's, as you say, a city well known for its music, for art and culture, and of course its history. I think it's somewhere I always enjoy visiting, I know.
Yeah.
And Carolina, there are some social events planned, I think, as part of the program as well. Can you tell us anything more about those?
Yes, the social events have been organized very carefully and with very luxurious taste. Yeah,
that's appropriate.
Yeah, appropriate with the theme, exactly. There are going to be surprises this year because, for example, music is one of the luxurious things that Vienna has to offer. We will have something special for the attendance related to music. I don't want to reveal all the secrets, but it's going to be very nice and very special. We have organized also walking tours afterwards at the end of the symposium to give everyone the opportunity to experiment this luxurious Vienna lifestyle and to get into the theme for everybody.
Yeah, so so it's a good opportunity to see a little bit more of Vienna and find out more about what makes it such a fascinating city.
Exactly.
Good. So maybe we can just talk a little bit more about luxury brands in general then, because obviously this event, it's now in its fifth edition. There's a real interest, isn't there, around the IP issues to do with luxury brands. Arianna, what do you think are the kind of key challenges and the key issues for luxury brands, particularly at the moment, you know, as we look ahead as well?
Well, I think that the whole economical situation globally is certainly a challenge for the luxury brands. I think they may have to specify more to really find the targets on where the goods can be still sold. Then, of course, I think the number of growing legal issues, the number of EU regulations, especially, that is growing enormously. Also on questions like sustainability, I think that's certainly one of the core issues. And then, well, from a trademark side, that's where we came from, still the question whether luxury brands need a special IP protection other than famous and well-known trademarks have, because there's quite a number of luxury brands that no one knows.
Right.
If you're not really interested, and we often enough think about the Swiss watch industry. There are a lot of luxury brands, and you would not know if you're not interested in watches, for example.
Interesting. So what do you think needs to be done there?
Well, that's the question. We have not found an answer yet. And that was the reason why we installed the Luxury Law Symposium quite some time ago. But so far, we have not found a reply to that, to be honest. So maybe this year is an opportunity to get closer to the reply.
Well, let's hope so. And I think obviously the issues keep evolving, don't they? I mean, you mentioned sustainability, Arianna. That's something I think that's been really at the forefront for a lot of people, particularly in Europe, with the legislation coming out of the European Green Deal to do with, you know, recycling and supply chains and accountability. I mean, that's a big challenge, I imagine, for luxury brands.
Yeah, well, I would think so. And I think that we learn more from the speakers at the Luxury Law Symposium, especially because for that session, we actually don't have one from the fashion industry, but from hotel industry and the financial industry.
Okay.
Yeah, that's certainly a different point of view on that issue.
Yeah, yeah. And the other theme, Carolina, that we've not really talked about is AI, which is one of the topics for the symposium. Again, I guess that's an interesting challenge for luxury brands, as it is for everybody else.
Yeah, exactly. Artificial intelligence is everywhere now, and the luxury industry cannot escape the artificial intelligence. And we found, actually talking with the brand owners of luxurious brands, that artificial intelligence has been embraced very much from their point of view of this business, actually probably more than regular brands. And this is also because this exclusivity makes them to be ahead of everyone else in the business. And this is going to be very interesting input from the industry, from the luxurious industry, how they deal and how they use the artificial intelligence in their business, not only in their designs or brands, but in many other aspects of the business that be shared with the audience. And I think it's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, because I guess AI potentially has application throughout the throughout the business, from the research and design through to marketing? And
absolutely, from the very beginning to the very end, and in ways that we cannot even imagine, because when you are not involved in this process, you may think that artificial intelligence is ChatGPT or some other tools like that, but having the perspective and the insight from the industry that are using these tools in ways that you cannot even imagine, I think that for the audience it's going to be very revealing in some ways.
Yeah, I mean, I know those sessions on AI are always popular at the moment, always very interesting for people. So this will be no exception, and I'm sure that'll be there'll be lots of questions at that session.
I'm hoping.
I've no doubt. Good. So we're coming just towards the end of the podcast. So I'm going to ask both of you what your one thing that you're looking forward to about the symposium this year, if you can just pick out one thing in particular, maybe starting with you, Arianna.
Well, actually, I'm looking forward to meeting old friends and to meeting a lot of new people and get new input in all areas, not necessarily trademark law.
Oh, interesting. So in sort of related areas as well.
Yeah.
So unfair competition, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and even personal inputs, because if you meet people, you also get something for yourself, not only from trademarks. And I think that's pretty much an advantage of a smaller conference, because you get the chance to talk more intensively to people than just saying hello.
Yes, indeed. And what about you, Carolina? What are you looking forward to?
Yeah, actually, keeping the conversation going for me is key in this event, because as we have been talking, we have been trying to find out what is luxury exactly and what are the specific issues that affect luxury brands. But when you speak to people and you receive a lot of different perspectives from everybody else, you find that there are many topics that don't address normally and they are there. So every year, we keep learning things about luxury brands, luxury in general, and not only, but artificial intelligence is one of the examples. So keep the conversation going and talk to your fellow colleagues, and that's it.
Yeah, and as you say, I think this will be a great opportunity to do that with some excellent people. I know there are excellent people on the program, but also no doubt in the audience as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that I think brings us to pretty much the end of today's episode of Talking Marks. So thank you very much, Arianna and Carolina, for joining me today. And thanks also to everyone for listening to this podcast. And most importantly, to find out more about the Luxury Brand Symposium in Vienna and to book your place, you can go to the Marks event page on the Marks website. And that is marks.org/events. And on there, you can see the full program, the educational elements and the social elements, and obviously the prices for registration. And there's a link where you can register. And I would say don't delay, because previous experience suggests that these symposiums do fill up very quickly and are very popular. And there are only limited spaces, as we heard. So that's it for today's podcast. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back soon with another episode of Talking Marks. For now, though, it's a goodbye from me and from Arianna and Carolina.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Join us again soon for another podcast on an important issue for brand owners. To find out more on our website and guest speakers, visit marks.org/podcast.